The former vice president in the spotlight on Lisa Brady, Fox News. In their latest hearing just underway, the Capitol Riot Committee turning attention to the post-election pressure on Mike Pence to overturn election results by stopping Congress's certification of the Electoral College vote on January 6th.
Vice President Pence understood that his oath of office was more important than his loyalty to Donald Trump. He did his duty. President Trump unequivocally did not.
Wyoming Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney, Pence's former chief counsel, just telling the panel the first time he discussed electoral certification was in early December, with Pence asking for clarification about how the joint session of Congress would work. The 18-year-old accused of a racially motivated mass shooting that killed 10 people in a Buffalo grocery store last month makes his first court appearance on federal charges.
Peyton Gendron was officially informed of the 26 federal charges he faces, including 10 counts of committing a hate crime resulting in death. He was assigned a federal public defender and did not enter a plea. U.S. Magistrate H. Kenneth Schroeder urged prosecutors to be clear on how they will proceed with the hate crime charges, which can carry the death penalty. He noted seeking that can be expensive to taxpayers. Prosecutors say they will convey the message, perhaps alluding to U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland saying Wednesday he would consult victims' families on the death penalty if Gendron is found guilty.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. A senior ISIS leader captured in northern Syria. The U.S.-led coalition fighting the group making the announcement. White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre.
The operation was successful. No civilians were harmed, nor were there injuries to coalition forces or damage to coalition aircrafts or assets.
The captured terror suspect described as an experienced bomb maker and facilitator. America is listening to Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
A major oil company responds to a letter from the president calling on them to produce more.
Last Friday, President Biden said from the port of Los Angeles that ExxonMobil made more money than God this year.
Why aren't they drilling? Because they make more money not producing more oil. The price goes up, number one.
After that, he sent a letter to oil companies telling them to produce more, specifically to refine more, writing that refiners' margins for refining gasoline and diesel have tripled. ExxonMobil has written their own letter, saying they've been investing more than any other company to develop U.S. oil and gas supplies, that in the short term, the government could help with water cargo shipping waivers, and that in the long term, they can promote investment through consistent policy that supports development. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The White House says efforts are underway to arrange a meeting between oil companies and U.S. energy officials. A major change may be coming in the racial categories used by the government.
They haven't changed in a quarter century now. The federal government is taking steps toward revising racial and ethnic classifications, possibly leading to changes on census and other forms. The aim to better reflect the diversity of the country, according to the chief U.S. statistician who writes her office, is initiating a formal review. Among anticipated changes, a new category for those of Middle Eastern and North African descent, currently classified as white. And efforts to clarify categories for Hispanic participants. Advocates have also protested the lumping of Asians into a single race category, saying it masks wide variations. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Newly freed from court supervision, the man who tried to kill President Reagan, John Hinckley Jr., was planning a concert next month in New York City, but it's been canceled by the venue, the Market Hotel in Brooklyn, citing, quote, very real and worsening threats and hate. Stocks are tumbling on renewed recession fears. The Dow's down 762, the NASDAQ down more than 4%. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.